Welcome to the Let's Dig Into That podcast. This is a call to connect. We are here because we're curious, because our playing small didn't serve the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're flawed, we're honest, and we are willing to go there. Join us as we volunteer our vulnerability in pursuit of growth and lasting change.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. You're feeling that one? I am here with the lyrical tease who makes me weak in the knees, the sports fan who likes to deeply understand. It's my man, JT.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Awesome. And everybody, that voice you just heard, she's the gorgeous girl on the go. Her engine is always firing. She pulls you in with her eyes and charm like a compassion siren. It's Jordan, everybody!
Compassion siren. You got excited there. I liked your G alliteration.
I'm excited in general.
Hyped.
Because today's episode, this is our season two version. All of our love ninjas, our rage pirates, our super connectors sent us a giant list of questions.
We have compiled the Q&A season two is upon us.
I love it. This is one of my favorite things
to
do.
Thank you, listeners.
I don't know what most of these say. And so it's going to be really fun.
As they come in. And just a reminder, we truly give all the hoots, the correct hoots.
All the hoots.
And there is nothing off the table for, you got to, being nice is real. But we will hootie hoo. We will get to you. That's
yes.
What we want to say.
If
even though this is season two, we have on file the ones if we are unable to.
Yes, please do not.
Fire.
Please do not stop sending us these. It's amazing that it's happening. So thank you. We will get to your questions.
It's amazing because we get one in a day and we're like, well, dinner conversation spoken for. So you have brought us so much life and I cannot wait. So should we just like jump right in?
I think we should. Do you want to go first? You want me to read one first?
Why don't you go ahead if you've got one in mind?
Sounds good.
All right.
Here we go.
Pulling cards.
Not going to say who these are from, but
everything anonymity.
Anonymity is important.
Rock it today.
All right, here
we'll get to shout outs. We will do that, but everything we have maintained.
Absolutely.
So. All right.
If you want to send us a question and remain anonymous. If you don't want to remain anonymous, you should probably just be on the podcast.
Right. You should probably just be, we love you, Sheila in Ohio. I'm just kidding. All right, baby.
Here we go. All right. What is the most uncomfortable truth you've had to accept about yourself since getting married the second time around?
What is the most uncomfortable truth
you've had to accept?
Each of us or just me?
I think we'll both answer. Yeah.
Okay. About ourselves. Second time around, I love that. Yeah. I guess, what comes to mind is like, turns out I still love living alone. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to try. I'm sorry-ish because it's not new. But how about this? The uncomfortable truth is I see a lot of beautiful benefits from living with you.
Yeah.
And I also realize how great I was at on my own.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm happy. You are the exception on earth.
That's very nice.
And I love what we've got going, but that is still a struggle.
I actually really love your love your answer, because a lot of times some of our listeners are like, wow, you guys sound like you have it all together. And like, no, we struggle at home. Jordan's very independent. And
why are you here? Why are you in this house?
And it's my truth that I had to accept about myself is that I am a little clingy. And so it's exactly the opposite. I mean, you use the word that I track you, and it's pretty accurate. And I was, I go into the bathroom, and if I'm in there a little too long, you forget I'm in there, and I pop out and scare you. Like, you have no idea where I am. But I know where you are all the time.
That is at least weekly, where I do kind of have, like, I don't know, it's been on the tube recently, but like the This Is 40. God bless Judd Apatow, but the Paul Rudd Leslie Mann moment where he's like on his iPad in there. And I could make assumptions, but I don't want to spend an ounce of my time thinking about what goes on in there. But I will legit forget that he is been in the house, has arrived back home.
That was a really great listener question, because
it
actually does. It does point out something that is one of our struggles, truly. And I think anyone who's in a relationship can probably relate that, even though we have space, we are constantly on top of each other. We work together in a lot of capacities, and it's a challenge. And so,
dude, I struggled on field trips with the buddy system. Like, this is not new. They're like, we're at the zoo. And I'm like, I'm not holding his hand. I'm not doing it. And so I do think that is any relationship. Like, even my closest people know that balance of freedom and, oh, I'm going to be all up on Jordan and then she's going to get over it. And she'll let me know about it. But that was an awesome one because, yes, uncomfortable truths are what we're all about. May I go next?
Yes. Pick one.
Okay. Jordan and JT, what do you do when you hit a roadblock in communication or connection? Do you have a secret weapon that helps you break through the silence? Oh, well, the silence. I don't know if that's necessarily a thing I have. Okay. Do you do when you hit a roadblock in communication or connection? Do you have a secret weapon?
No.
That was my answer. Ha! Yeah, that would be a totally different show called You're Welcome.
Right. It's a really good
question.
It is a really good question, and it makes me feel so good because people are actually listening. Like they.
We call it like off frequency is what I'm equating it to, and it's like we are, something is akimbo.
To be honest, my real piece of advice for people out there is, because this is something we struggle with too, is a lot of times you want to be up and about. You're not a good sitter. You want to be moving around doing your things, and it does create some kind of a disconnect sometimes where
it's harder
I'm like,
to track.
Hey, I just got home. I want to spend time with you, and you're up and about moving around. Find an activity that you both enjoy that can kind of create that reconnection, and it can just be a moment in time. Like, for instance, we play cards.
I was going to say, and I know he's on to me, but I was like, a really good fix when I know he's like, man, I want to put you in my pocket right now. And I'm like, I will chew out of your pocket so fast. And I'm like, hey, you want to play a game with me real quick? And it is so fun because we play a number of card games that we can chat through.
Right.
And it does kind of and music helps too.
Exactly. And so those group activities that you can do, it could be a quick, 10-minute, 15-minute thing that makes you feel connected again. And then you can go back to what you were doing if one person was in the middle of something. The other element that I really think is important when you're coming, like trying to get that connection back when you feel a little bit of a disconnect, say it out loud. Make sure the other person's aware. I think that's usually the struggle is like, hey, I'm feeling disconnected. I would love to get a hug. Or the other thing is sometimes I come home and I'm like, how's your day? And we've talked about this before. And you're like, oh, I don't want to tell you about it my entire day.
I will give you the highlights as I see fit.
Exactly. Scale of 1 to 10 on your day.
That is lovely, though. I do appreciate you caring. I do. I'd like to go on record. But it is like, tell me about your day. And I'm like, I am still living it, man. I don't want to pause my pace to fill you in on that. And so I think that's really good. You just hit on one, though. You're like, say it out loud, like I'm feeling disconnected and like, hey, I need a hug. I vote for hug because saying I'm disconnected, I get a little defensive. Like, oh, now he's just going to blame me about that or whatever. And again, a little like if you can bring humor, if it's a side, like if that's what you're going for on either way, if there's a possibility to just, and so maybe it is like a little, I don't know, side little smooch or something a little goofy. Like if they don't like to be tickled, I don't advise in touching people who don't dig it. But with me, if you say I'm disconnected versus give me a hug, you're going to get a totally different
great point. Reaction. Absolutely. I like that a lot.
And how about the other day when I felt JT was escalating and I couldn't keep up with his pace and I was a bit confused. And so I just went 867-5309, 867-5309. I'm so sorry if I blew anyone's ears out, but it was that loud in our home.
Yep. That's our new slow it down, regroup. Slow it down.
Yeah. I've lost you. I've lost the thread here, but that was really good.
I love that.
May I go? Is it my turn? Or no, that was me. It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn to read
it? I don't know. Okay. I'm excited.
I really like this one. I'm feeling overwhelmed by all the self-help advice out there. Some people tell me I should be constantly evolving. Others say I need to just be myself and stop trying so hard. How do I make sense of it all and find my own path?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, my own path. I was going to say, stop listening. Headphones. Oh, so can you get overwhelmed by all the self-help advice and then... Yeah, constantly evolving. You, I think, would be like, yeah, you're doing that.
Yeah.
You woke up today. That exactly would be a JT correct. Response.
Exactly correct.
So check.
I look at this kind of like the same way I look at workouts.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a workout program that's specified for every human being out there. And yes, there's a million people doing exactly what we do. talking mm-hmm. about like, hey, let's strengthen our connections. Let's be vulnerable. Let's try to be our best selves. And there's a lot out there. What I'd really suggest is find something that connects with you, makes you feel like your authentic self, because there is a lot of stuff. And you can be like, oh, that sounds really good. I would love... But don't be like, oh, I need to get out in nature more if your if your day job is 9 to 5 and you're home at dark. Like, it's unreasonable. Make sure you're finding something that actually guides you towards your priorities and your goals.
And like fitness too, always the advice seems to be like, mix it up where, yeah, like it's if you are in a particular need and you're wanting other resources and advice to help heal a little part, like leaning into that. But if it is just this, I need, yes, our culture of constant betterment and wellness is freaking exhausting.
Yes, it is.
And so like, I loved, yeah, you gotta mix it up a bit. But I also think like, how great is it that everything you can listen to, read, find is like also similar to, recommended by, and so like finding an author you love.
Right.
Because like I got on big kicks. I love women who are willing to tell the real honest truth about yes. hard shit. And it really brings me joy. And so I find a lot of connects through there. And then I'm like, whoa, I'm kind of spiraling in this self-help. Overwhelm is exactly
yeah.
the word. And so giving yourself a freaking break of celebrating the good is what we're all about too. And being like, man, if I flash back to a year ago, wow, look how far I've come. Or
right. And the other thing is, I think it's overwhelming when you feel like there's a lot of things that you need to work on and you're being too hard on yourself. If that's how you feel, of like, oh, wow, I need to work on that. I need to work on that. Pinpoint one thing.
Yeah.
And then see if there's good advice that connects to your soul about that one thing.
And connecting to your soul, I have a feeling with the Q&A, this will come up again. So I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I feel it happening. But, oh man, that writing in the morning when you're in that waking moments and you just ask your gentle little soul, what do I need? What do I want?
What do I need in this moment right now?
Yeah. What would my energy today, would my tank allow me to focus on today that is going to make me feel so good at the end of the day?
Exactly right.
And so, yes, I empathize with the overwhelm, but finding your own path. Like right. You're the only one that's doing it and only one that's keeping score on it.
Trying not to fall into the overwhelming advice. But something I truly believe in that comes from my work with kiddos, you always want to sharpen strengths. A lot of people take this backwards, and I even sort of said that wrong in my last piece of advice. But if you can take something that you do well and get even better at it, you'll be amazed at some of the things that you're not very good at that kind of catch up without you even really realizing it. And it's a philosophy called, hey, sharpen the strengths.
Yeah.
And then some of those things that are harder to deal with in your life actually become much less harder to deal with.
Much more manageable.
Yeah.
It's true. Like me putting on my list, like I'm so bummed I'm not an Olympic swimmer. Like there's so many, yeah. Like let's go ahead and put our energy into this is something that fills me up. Like I should write more today. Like that felt really good. Or I was on a jog and I went an extra half mile, whatever it might be.
I'd love to see you in one of those swimsuits, by the way.
Ugh, speedo. Yeah. Keep dreaming, Holmes.
All right, baby. I think you're up.
Okay. Let's see. I'm always afraid. Thank you again, listener. I'm always afraid if I speak my truth, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings or lose approval. Who's been there? Everyone.
Yeah.
How do I be authentic without worrying about people's reactions? Oh, that's a good one.
It's and a really
I think that, yeah, we're here with you.
Universal challenge there. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
I like it. Yeah.
Well, this is so dumb, and I hate doing it in the moment, but it's so effective. Role play it. And even if it's just with yourself
or
if you have a comfortable person that you can do that with and you have maybe major news or a life change, mm-hmm. something that you have to deliver that's significant to you and you're worried about how the
expectation management.
I think really role playing it and kind of running through the scenarios is really positive. And then get comfortable with the language. I know it sounds so basic, but a lot of times what holds people back from expressing their true self is just having the words. And so if you do the prep
on your script, kind
if
of
you a... do the prep work and know what you want to say, I would even say record yourself with your phone and look at it back. Get comfortable with what you're about to say and how you want to say it, because then you'll get it out. And yeah, you might not get the reaction that you want, but guess what? We can't control what we can't control. And so I guarantee you, on the other side of this, you will eventually feel better, and it might suck in the moment. It really right. might. But overall, when you connect with who you truly are and you can have those tough conversations, it leads that to growth. It leads yeah. to you finding who you actually are. So
that was,
that's my rant.
The hand gestures were wild. You were in it. I loved that. But that's really good because direct quote, worrying about other people's reactions.
Yeah.
Guilty of and can't do a damn thing about.
Nope.
And so it is really hard. And I think that's super great advice of like, yeah, because I believe in the best in people and want the best. And you're like, this is going to go well. And getting blindsided, like I have been fallen victim to like, oh shit, and that is so, like, that just sets you back so far when you're like, yep, not doing that again, never gonna. And when you're yeah. little, when you've got your unfortunate armor that we aren't the most accepting humans by nature is shitty, that we're also judgmental.
Yeah.
But and own your stuff.
Right. And the unexpected things that could fall out of someone else's mouth are what we're scared of. Mm-hmm. And when we break this down, that's why I really do think the role play option is helpful, because you can actually prepare for what that person might say. Give it the worst case scenario.
I'm great at that.
And have your, lack of a better word, rebuttal.
Yeah. Planned. You want to say comeback?
No, I just didn't want to say, I don't want it to sound argumentative.
Right, like if you're having an awful joke, because if you're right to have something that allows you to own your what you're saying, in your space.
Yeah, and you can practice your language, and hopefully if someone comes back with something that hurts your feelings or isn't very sensitive to what you're expressing, you have something to say in response that is another opportunity to reframe their perspective. Does that make sense? And so the more things that you have prepared to respond to what you do get, the better off that conversation will go. You have multiple chances to sort of get on the same page with that person.
Well done. I love the language word too, because having a little bit of prep work there. Can you do that P thing again? Proper
preparation prevents poor performance.
All right. Won't be the last time.
I think I missed one, because I think it's called the six P's, and I think there's only five that I said
I'm
there.
I'm not counting. Oh, man. Okay, good one. Thank you for that.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah, why not?
All right, here we go. I've been working through some serious emotional baggage, but my partner isn't interested in going through their own healing process.
Oh.
How do I balance my own healing without feeling like I'm dragging them along with me?
Oh, good. What juicy, juicy request. So you're working through some baggage, and I'm going to read that out of your hand. My partner isn't interested in going through their own healing process. Personal, you have certifications to back up words that come out of your mouth. I, however, am like, that's their move. That is going to be much like other people's reactions. If someone is not interested in embarking on a healing journey, that's really, really tricky.
I hate to pull on AA so frequently and so often, but they have a very great thing in the preamble, something you read before each meeting that sort of sets up what the culture is and how this is going to go. And one of the 12 things that you discuss is that the program needs to be attraction based as opposed to going out and promoting. So
attraction over promotion.
Attraction over promotion. Mm. And to be honest with you, go on your journey.
Right. I would hate to think of you. How did it start? Dragging them along with me. If they're dragging you back and pulling you down, like, don't worry about toting them anywhere. But they are going to be inspired, hopefully, by the good, miracle, positive things that you are just glowing, exuding out of you.
And I'm sure that's not what our listener wanted to hear. But truly, as you start healing through your emotional baggage, as it was worded, and start being more your authentic self in that healing process, it is going to be attractive to all the people around you.
True.
And that's,
but how, and not to be negative, Nance, but how freaking frustrating to be like, I am vested in doing it. And that's really hard. So I don't want to discount where I'm just like, well, that stinks. Do you, boo?
Right.
Really is truly where I want to empower you. Like, don't hold back. Like, hopefully it inspires you to push hard. Not push hard. I think that's a really hard approach to hopefully. You can,
Well, I think it's important to recognize, I love the term attraction, not promotion, because the more you probably push your partner to do their healing work, they're probably less likely they are to do it. And so focusing on your own healing journey, and I wouldn't say rubbing it in their face, but when you're feeling good and you've hit a milestone, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to share that. You know what I mean? And sort of highlight your wins.
Join me in celebrating this success, this milestone that I've just hit. So and then hang it in there.
And actually what happens when you celebrate the healing process and the small wins that we've talked about before is it becomes almost fun. And who doesn't want to have fun? Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. The ultimate goal being that you both feel a little lighter, a little brighter. And hang in there. Stay your course.
Absolutely.
Okay. That was good. Man, we have some, good. Okay. My turn?
Your turn. You're up.
All right. I'm taking it. All right. Ooh. Okay. Jordan and JT. Sweet, sweet. Okay. What is the most unorthodox piece of advice you've received about marriage or relationships that you actually think works? I love it. Unorthodox that you think works.
I bet you know what popped into my mind first.
I don't know. I actually go for it.
My parents, when we were getting married,
passed
along a piece of advice. And it's actually really, really good advice. But theirs was counselor on speed dial.
That's the exact terminology they used. Having someone up front.
Obviously, we believe in therapy. And it's not just for when shit's bad.
Right.
If you guys start with having someone that's close to you, knows your relationship, you've actually built a connection. And what my parents meant by that piece of advice was they've had the same marriage counselor for 30 years, up to when my dad passed. 40 some years. And that way, when things were good, they didn't have to have regular sessions.
It is so hard to find someone and then be like, I need you to catch up.
Right.
On all of this
stuff. They already know.
We are big fans. Shout out.
Start early and make sure that person understands you, because then you could go years without talking to them. But even in those 2 years, the catch up is so much different than it would be like, hey, we're brand new. Mm-hmm. When you start with a counselor, the first session is always just getting to know them. And you can avoid all that stuff by having someone in your corner all the time.
It is really, really nice, because I prefer the mode that, because we did adopt this advice, as opposed to the, in a crisis, I would probably have the, all right, I'm going to need your next 6 hours. And not a lot of professionals are into that type of treatment.
Right.
And so I think it is, whether it's unorthodox, that, and we've said it here before, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg said temporary deafness is a requirement to a long, healthy relationship.
I love to throw crazy stuff into when I'm talking to you and I can tell you're not listening. I say the weirdest stuff and you catch 10% of it. And when you do catch it, you're like, what?
Okay, I'm feeling slightly rude there. Doing something else?
No, I have a tendency, the men in my family, my father, my godfather, we have a tendency to elongate stories and give you a lot of backstory that is important to us because it's a connector, but in the real framing of it.
I call it brain calisthenics, and I'm like, why did I need to know you were all wearing these hats?
Right. Like we give too much detail, and so I understand why I get tuned out. It's not rude at all.
I am so happy to hear it. So is it your turn now?
I believe that it is.
This is fun.
It is fun. I love this. All right. I feel stuck in a rut. Nothing seems exciting anymore. Fun. Not even the things that used to bring me joy. How do I break free from this feeling of stagnation and get excited about life again?
Oh, dear, stuck in a rut.
Stuck in a rut.
Dear Staggy McStags.
The Rockies used to have a second baseman named Josh Rutledge, and he could not hit.
Oh.
And we used to call him stuck in a rut, Lidge.
That's
great baseball player, just lost.
Tough season.
Lost. Well, we traded him to the Red Sox, I believe, and then he got. His wife's on TV, Laura Rutledge. Everyone knows her.
I'm glad they are doing well.
Sorry, that stuck in a rut. Let's get back to it.
So these stories I've told you about. Right on cue.
There it was.
So have we been here? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is hilarious. I think I've had the meltdown of why do I not know? Like, a lot of things make me happy. I dig a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can find, even in the simple things, we were talking about mochi and the lovely dessert.
Thought gummy it was all frozen. Treat. Didn't know it.
And I am legitimately excited and like got giddy in this combo. So being stuck in a rut can empathize. And I think it is I blame the moon sometimes. And so do you have, I kind of have an idea.
Yeah. I mean, my very simple advice would just be start small. You know, the little things that you know bring you joy, they're happening around you and you're not really recognizing it. Sometimes we take small things for granted. For instance, I watch you and I can tell when you're not in a great headspace, you love to take a bath and it's sort of your recharge moment. Yes. You say you don't meditate, but guess what you do in the bathtub?
And water is, so very zen for me.
Start small. The little tiny things that you do every day that bring you joy.
Bath is great advice, yeah.
Like, I love to drive. And so sometimes
I thought you were going to say draw, and I was like, what?
No, I do not. No.
I was going to call some BS there. I was like, no, he doesn't.
I draw just as well with my left hand as I do my right hand.
We did learn that your brain, left and right brain, split right down the middle.
Yeah, so very simple advice.
Driving, yes.
Start small. Like, a lot of times we just jump too many steps. We're like, oh, I'm going to go hiking because that used to bring me joy. You're not there yet. If you're really stuck in a rut.
Don't bungee jump. Right. Your first. That doesn't never. Yeah.
Right. And sometimes those things can be a stepping stone. But at the same time, it sounds like this particular listener has tried things like that. And I would just say, reel it in a bit. Start with things that you know are going to have a positive
dancing
impact.
In the kitchen can yes. be a big, yeah. If the tune comes on and you're just doing chores and it manages to work its way into dance. But I was blaming the moon there for a second.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I think when the mood strikes and I am feeling the joy, I'm in the flow, what an idea I might have if we could compile things that make a list or make a little.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, if there are activities that are these small little, like, eating with chopsticks. I need some noodles.
Chopstick challenge.
Yeah, and just, like, whatever it might be, as simple as playing the games. And then in a good headspace, if I compiled that and then when I was feeling, because when I'm in a rut, not a brainstorm time, not a creative.
Mm-mm.
And so I think that if, yeah, you can be aware, make a note, remind somebody, hey, tell me, remind me of how much fun I'm having
right
here.
Well, and I love that you went chopsticks. That's one of the games that I used to play with the kids. And it's something that I think is really great for couples, but it's really simple. It's a game that's sort of a reconnection tool, just like we talked about with cards, but we snack. You know what I mean?
Snacks, and snackitizers.
From nuts to M&Ms to candies to bigger. You start small. Or you start big with the chopsticks and get smaller with your snacks.
It is.
And it's really fun.
It is. Like cotton ball, you can use, edible things, non-edible, and you're racing to try to get, and as you're picking up like the tiniest, what's the nerd candies?
Yeah, nerd candies is what we usually finish
with. Or
something
like that, or Skittles. It's tricky, and you can't help but giggle.
And it's fun, and it's a good connection thing, so.
Again,
start small.
Humor, start small. But again, the bath, the relaxation stuff, it is. Like, if it cozy is what works. And mm-hmm. then also, like, if there's even an old movie or TV show that you loved that you're just like, man, that brings me back into that. That can be if I can hear, like, the theme song of The Golden Girls, or we've been watching A Different World.
Yes,
which
I
love
A Different
Thank
World.
You, Netflix, for putting A Different World on. And I was like, hearing it from the other room, just, so much happiness.
Dwayne Wayne?
So much early 90s joy in my heart.
Dwayne Wayne, yeah.
So, hang in there.
Start
this
small.
This too shall pass.
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of times we can't really brainstorm what we need in those moments. So start small. And if you're really struggling to even come up with anything, breath work, meditation, and see if you can sort of recharge, get your brain thinking to, what do I need?
Yeah. And being gentle with yourself too. I'm thinking, I forgot our cute little neighboring little town has like a Wednesday night movie deal. And we have been to, I think, a total of 2-3 movies ever.
Yeah.
Because streaming is real.
Well, and we live in the mountains.
And
there's
there's not a ton of opportunity, even though there's drive-ins, which are funny, sprinkled about.
In the mountains of Colorado.
But for me, like, going to the theater would be a easy, like, that's not out of my comfort zone, but I don't do that on the reg.
It changes the perspective.
Eating ice cream in our kitchen, going to the cute little ice cream shop and getting sprinkles on top.
Yes, absolutely.
That is a good one.
Whose turn is it? I read that one?
I think you did. Would you like me to go?
You're up. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Oh my gosh, I know. And there's so many. We love you guys. All right. I am in a new relationship And my partner and I have very different communication styles. Oh, God. I tend to avoid conflict. They're all about confronting things head on. Well, son of a gun, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. What is the best way to navigate this and avoid resentment? Ooh. So, new relationship, differing communication. Writer has a conflict avoidant style. Uh-huh. New partner is like, let's dig into that.
Right now.
And yeah, so our write-in is feeling this eggshell vibe and potential resentment on both parties, perhaps.
Just so everyone knows, because we want to be as real as possible, this is our biggest struggle.
You said the S word. We sure, but no. Oh, hell yes.
Yes.
And I
want to talk about it. My philosophy.
Christ on a cracker. He wants to talk it through and around.
No, that's not the goal. The goal is to be able to have the simple conversation of, oh, I didn't mean for that to upset you. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And I really apologize. I see why it did. And you go, thank you. I'm sorry I reacted the way I did. And then it's over. But we don't get to either of those places very well.
That does sound where romantic.
I don't come to you and go, oh, I see how that hurts your feelings. I'm so sorry. I go, come on.
Yeah.
Why won't you come back down here?
He marched up to me the other day and said, join me in the joy lane. And I was like, does he hear how funny this is right now?
Didn't in the moment.
It was so much effort not to smile. And I was like, it'll be funny eventually. Who knew it would be here? But it was so sweet where I was like, I love where his head is at. And that was the thing is I was like, there's hope.
Right.
He is going, because I thought, baby, I'm like in a bikini in the joy lane and you are Eskimo Village. Throw it in your spark, like holding the sparkler. That's what yes. It felt like.
So I wanted to say that out loud because maybe not the best advice, but let me share some of the things that have worked for us.
I'm intrigued. I'll take notes. Go for it.
So Jordan needs space. When we're in a disagreement or there's some kind of issue, feelings have been hurt. And I'm not good at it. I really am not. And so what we've incorporated recently, she already said 8576409 or whatever.
867. He's dyslexic. I'm sorry.
I don't know. That song. Yeah.
I'm not laughing.
Never
laughing
liked the song either.
No, it's not.
But we're trying to institute a timer. And we set the intention between both of us. So we have an understanding of when we're going to come back together and actually discuss what happened.
So this is Jordan induced. And basically it is a non-physical, it's not actually ticking down. But for me to go from rage pirate and dip back into love ninja or hurt feelings or whatever I am off. And before I say things that I haven't really fully articulated in my own heart or mind, I haven't figured out what I want and I can't shut up. And so I'm going to start blabbing things that I kind of mean. And if he, the way you just described that really cute, like repair, like, I'm sorry for what I said. And I'm sorry for what I said. We don't use those tones.
No, we don't. And we struggle with tone quite a bit.
You want to hear sorry? I'll show you sorry. Like,
join me in having fun.
That was so awesome. Because like when he said it, I'm like, he's going to laugh. And then I was like, oh, he's not going to laugh. Like he is joy. J-O-Y, mother sucker.
Again, the point being is if you guys set a 5, 10 minute, 15, 20 minute timer and say, hey, let's take a pause.
Yeah.
Come back and discuss this when we have level heads. Because everyone, I don't care who you are, when you're turned up, you say things you don't mean.
Yeah.
You say things that sting when they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's tone. That's my biggest problem is a lot of times I'm like, I'm really sorry.
And you're almost sorry. I believe the sorry lives in there, but it's really hard to like feel the like, okay, I can, you know, we can move on with that brick of apology you just tossed at my feet.
And the other thing is accept the apology when it's given to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's another area where we struggle is
really?
A lot. Well, a lot of times I'm apology hunting.
Yes.
And that's not a good look either.
Well, because I am competitive. And so your hunt is I'm like, oh, capture this flag.
Right.
Yeah. And so.
Not good.
But at the same time, I do feel pretty confident. I'm like, oh, if I feel I've done something wrong, I will hopefully I feel maybe I'll say 90% of the time I'm like, oh, shoot, recognize, my bad, move on. I didn't even use the sorry word there. But I'm sorry, but if you're going to tell me I did something wrong and I'm like,
Well, and you're ready to move on faster than me.
Yes.
I need to do the repair work myself. And so what I meant by accept the apology is sometimes you give me an apology and it's not what I wanted to hear.
And that's where I think you want your time. I want my time on the front end and you may be like, cool, thank you. I'll be back in a few. And just go metabolize.
That would be wonderful if I meaning. Did that. But yeah. No, what I do is Stage I go, five. Say it like this.
Yes, and we're then, working on it.
And it perpetuates
but
the
it
problem.
Sounds like, I mean, this is so common in the eggshells. Not a fan. Never no. in my personal life
Porcupine
has that
on fire is what you call me. Out.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
When I'm on eggshells, how I've described it in this house, is I say to JT, I'm like, I can't communicate. I can't get close to you because you are a legit porcupine on fire, flaming spines.
Shooting quills
of, yeah, just diesel fuel emanating. And so what I'm hearing in this question, though, too, is if you're kind of opposite end of the spectrums, like I'm not conflict avoidant, like I'll go there, but I am particular about wanting to be in the right mood. On my schedule, I'll fight with the best of them.
Yeah.
And if you're at opposite ends, I think it's pretty evident you're both going to have to give a little. And so yes. when things are chill,
Thank
when you.
You
can talk about it, be like, what's going to work for us? And if it is writing the letter, if it is, we need to shelve this and not say one more dang word about it until 3 o'clock tomorrow, then that's your thing. Honor it and freaking shelve it.
Well, really what happens when you give yourself some time, and I can't believe I'm saying this because it's not my philosophy, but it really is true. When you give yourself some time, you get out of your own way because you're stuck in your own feelings. You're feeling your own things and your perspective is very limited.
I don't consider your perspective at all.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And when you give yourself some time, you realign on the goal of this relationship is important to us both. And you get on the same page without even really knowing it, where our goal is to make sure that our relationship is strong and that we get through whatever this is yes. right now. But in the heat of the moment, all you can really do is think about how you've been wronged and how you'd like to make how you'd like the other person to make it right.
Right. You're fighting it independently.
Exactly. And you got to be working together towards the same goal.
Absolutely correct. And I think that is the investment is if you are going, because I think you love that word, if we aren't trying to make up and you think probably my tendency is that we just need to get over it, move on.
That is how I feel, yeah.
Only forward. And I am a proponent of that, but I think the repair, what JT's trying to do for me is, man, we are getting hung up on this same, when you find those cyclical fights,
yeah.
you're not wrong that you're like, let's figure out what is causing this. Cause I don't, life is too precious.
Yes.
I am having way too much fun. And yeah, Joy Lane is great. And so, yeah, that I do think that it is about, and that's where for me, I'm like, I can instantly go, not worth it. This argument I don't feel is going to matter at all to me in 5 months, 5 years, 50. And
guess what? In the moment, if we haven't taken time, that hurts my feelings because yeah. it makes it feel like you're minimizing how I feel. Yeah. And so that's why the time is crucial. And set a timer when you are going to come back, because if your partner is like me and wants to talk about it right away, they need to know when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's really important to be like, in 15 minutes at whatever, you know, we are going to reconvene and sit down right here. And I want to listen to you. And then you're going to listen to me. And you set the precedent so everyone knows what's going to happen. And it just creates a much better environment to actually work through an issue.
The environment is huge because that's what it has to be, is the eggshells, not safe. You can't stand on your own 2 feet,
mm-hmm.
not asking you, like running aside. But you need to be able to hold your truth. That's not a phrase I often use. But like, yeah, be true to your values and say, like, when, you know, you can broach the subject when things feel very balanced, because like that can slip into nasty power shit and
yeah.
the habit of, oh, you did that the first time. And so now that's, yeah, man, I let them walk all over me. So now that's what I'm into.
The listener said resentment. And mm-hmm. that's exactly what you're describing, is like,
and
how
what
to
a
avoid
nice
the
way
resentment.
To repair. That would be magic words to JT. If I was like, man, I couldn't help but notice, and I would love to set us up in such a way that, because, yeah, I would hate to go down a path of resentment. If he thought I was fighting for our relationship and, you know, putting my best foot forward there, oh, my gosh. paved with gold.
Oh, man, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, hang in there again.
Yeah.
With, yeah, but eggshells, not a good look, and being like, hey, I can't help but notice, because stand up for yourself is.
Yeah. Stand up for yourself is definitely important. Tone. I think we hit it all.
A lot can be
all right. We're cruising through here.
I think we have to wrap up. Do you have like a last one?
I think we should do two more, but really quick, easy ones. I wanted this one because I think it's very specific. I didn't expect it. How do you both keep your connection fresh and real while traveling together? Any juicy travel stories? I love that one. We love to travel, and so I just thought that was a fun one to.
Can you please share your hilarious? I'm choking because I got tickled. You're hilarious. You didn't come home together one.
Oh man,
that's not us, but that was funny.
I dated a girl who desperately wanted to do a backpacking trip through Europe. We ended up going. We decided the relationship wasn't wonderful. We had this big trip planned, and I think we were both kind of staying together for the trip. And on the trip, she actually came to me and goes, what if tonight we pretended like we didn't know each other?
Yeah, that's a game people play.
And we both met foreign, beautiful, attractive people who were very interested in us. And, you know, we kept it PG. Nothing happened. But, like, we both basically had a date with someone else and then decided to break it off in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And went our different ways in Europe.
Awesome. Oh, that doesn't really. So how do you keep it interesting? Maybe don't play that game.
Yeah, that's not a good game to play. That's.
Oh my God. If I suggested that to you, that'd be hilarious. How do you keep it fresh when traveling? We rocket traveling. Yeah, a lot of fun.
We love to explore.
I think best, like, I had an advice moment of, like, you have to remain flexible, and that's something we do a good job of, because JT's airport anxiety is real. Not that I register, like, I am a participant, but it is the, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. We're going to get there later, or, you know, the next day, whatever it is.
Everyone in an airport is preventing me from fun.
Yes. That's how No one is impeding his progress for vacay. And so allowing for that flexibility, but we do a really good job of, like, taking turns and also not overdoing the expectations. Like, we're going to this place, we're going to do these, and everybody travels different. These 90 things, we usually are like, for me, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. They have this night market. Mm-hmm. I love the food and all of that. No big shock. And so we'll have one or two things and kind of take turns on the must-dos.
Exactly right. That's my favorite thing to do is we've done a lot of traveling where we go to a certain place and we're probably only going to be there for a handful of days and we're going to a new place. I like to pick one or two musts. Like, these are the things that must happen for me, and I'd love to prioritize an afternoon to do that. And then the rest of the time, I don't really care. And so pick your big moments of what you want to do, make sure you get them done, and then you have that flexibility built in. You know, that's how I think we've been really successful traveling.
Right. And we've learned so much too, because I usually would pack to travel and have like 9 books. And like, so you've planned all these days, but I came from like, I'm in charge and I know I have, my mom feels this too, because she is a party waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Who has timeshare, God bless her, you know, that it is the ready, set, go. And so I came very naturally into that role, and I realized that I don't want to bring all the books and I want to just stroll and get lost. And yeah, those are some of the best. Follow your nose and like hearing live music when you're traveling and be like, let's walk that way.
Yeah. And be brave with your food choices. It may result in some negatives, but at the same time.
Oh, how do you keep it interesting? Okay.
Well, Jordan has a stomach of steel that she has scared into submission.
So we're in Mexico, and no hate at all, because it's one of my favorite spots. And yes, JT and I have shared
every meal.
Every single meal. We even had cute little grocery store run and like had our tiny fridge packed. We have had only the same things have passed our lips. Down to beverages. If I'm getting a mango smoothie, this boy right here, mango smoothie.
That's right.
And his stomach is wrecked.
I shit my pants on a hike. I shit myself in a cab. I shit myself in a Starbucks. It was ridiculous.
I did not shit my pants ever. And JT was like, what the heck? And I was like, I told my body at 15, I just scared it into submission. I was like, don't fuck with my vacation. And so, like, yeah, I am pretty, it's, yeah, I've definitely fallen victim. South of the equator, I always seem to get something totally worth it, but bless his heart. And, like, going into a Starbucks is not a thing we do in real life, let alone on vacation, but it was heaven on earth.
Yeah.
It's out of humidity.
Public restrooms. I hear that they're going to stop doing that in most Starbucks, but.
Probably because of you.
Sorry, Mazatlan.
Truly, he's an excellent companion. Excellent travel companion.
You want, yeah. You want to pick one to close us out? We definitely have. And I feel bad because this is a giant list, but we will get to these. We've had fun.
Deck of 20 more, and they're still in the inbox. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. All right, if your relationship had a theme song, Jordan and JT, what would it be?
The Golden Girls theme.
Isn't that? Yeah, yep. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank
That's a good one.
Thank you for being a friend. Mm. I don't know. That's just the first thing that popped into my mind.
Travel down the road and back. Yeah, we got that every. You're my pal and my confidant.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The card attached would say, thank you. I was going to say, it's probably our jingle to this podcast.
Dun, 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 dun,
how
dun,
often dun, dun. In editing and in our out, we still both start to do, hope you like it as much as we do. But that, we also saw some live music recently and they played Aretha.
Yes.
Yes, the queen, Hazel Miller. She is amazing and she covered Respect. And I think Respect might be one of our.
And Chain of Fools, is that that's an Aretha song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did Chain of Fools.
She did Nina Simone. It was a really good night.
We love Hazel Miller.
Yes. Neville Brothers. It was so much fun.
Absolutely.
Dancing in the Kitchen. So yeah, our pod jingle. That's what I recommend. This has been so much fun.
This has been so awesome. Thank you for sending in these amazing questions. We will continue to do this for sure.
We are so appreciative. Yes.
I hope you got some tasty tidbits.
Yes. Be kind. Be brave. Let them.
Yes.
We did. Yes.
Thank you, Mel Robbins.
The Mel Robbins moment of let them react. Be your beautiful self. We see you. We love you. And this has been really great.
Absolutely. I'm JT, everybody.
And I'm Jordan.
Be brave, beautiful friends.
Until next time.